USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC is saying the predicted winter COVID surge has started, with the current seven-day average up nearly 40% over last week. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says Americans should get their booster shots.
In one study, for those who are boosted and over the age of 50, there was a 90% decrease in mortality from COVID-19 compared to those who did not receive a booster.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced that masks must be worn in all indoor public spaces unless that place has established a COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The governor said she made the decision based on the CDC guidelines and also the number of overall cases and hospitalizations that continued to rise. The new rules take effect December 13 and will last until January 15th. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol subpoenaed an additional six people connected to former President Trump. The committee is seeking records and testimony from people involved in the organization and planning of rallies for Trump supporters on January 5th and 6th. Some allegedly worked directly with Trump to plan the rallies on the Ellipse that directly preceded the riots at the Capitol. The Supreme Court has decided to leave in place the new restrictive abortion ban in Texas, but it also ruled that a lawsuit seeking to strike the law down can proceed. The Texas law is enforced by private citizens through lawsuits against doctors and clinics that perform abortions. The law also comes with a $10,000 penalty. The decision by the court doesn't address whether the Texas ban is unconstitutional. It also allows abortion clinics in Texas to sue over the law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The guitarist for a famous TV band has passed away.
Most people know Michael Nesmith as the monkey in the green wool hat who wrote some of their greatest songs. Others know him as a businessman who helped inspire the creation of MTV. Or the son of Bette Nesmith Graham, the multimillionaire inventor of liquid paper. Michael Nesmith, singer and guitarist, died Friday of natural causes at the age of 78.
Hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Nesmith and monkey bandmate Mickey Dolenz performed in Chicago, Illinois on their farewell tour just last month.
President Biden eulogized late Senator Bob Dole, calling him a man of his word, while his daughter, Robin Dole, called him the most generous person she's ever known during an emotional funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. Biden remembered Dole as a man who voted for the holiday honoring Martin Luther King Jr., working to save Social Security and securing the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act. After the event, Dole's casket was taken to the National World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. On Saturday, Dole's body will be flown to Kansas for a public viewing, then will be returned to the Washington, D.C. area. Bob Dole passed away last Sunday at the age of 98. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.